setting a public hearing on proposed local law 14 of 215. A local law prohibiting the sale of personnel care products containing microbeads in Ulster County to be held on Tuesday, November 10, 2015 at 7:05. Moved by who?
Me.
Second by?
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I mean, I know, you know, the deliberations are in committee and, you know, we're just here to approve the funds or whatever, but what's the economic impact going to be on pharmacies, supermarkets, if they have to get rid of products that have microbeads? I'm sure they're going to have to replace those products with more expensive products, and it's going to cost the taxpayers of Ulster County more money to get their personal care products. Just a thought.
Did someone answer that? That was in committee.
I would imagine that they would just, so we're talking about these large chains, they'll just send it back to supply, because we're talking about modernized systems of, you know, setting inventory stock. They'll just send it back to the warehouse and it'll go to another county or another state where
they sell it. What about the mom and pop store?
Well, not every product has microbeads.
I don't even know which ones do. But I know that when you go to the store these days, you pay more for decaf coffee than you do for regular. So what are we going to have, like, non-microbead product written on the label? Give it a 20% increase in price?
You don't know if they do or don't cost more, though.
There's a list.
I'm only approving the public hearing. I'm probably going to vote no.
Can someone explain to me what microbeads are? And
yeah, they're like...
what are they?
Little beads. It's like... They're used as like a moisturizing component of product.
No, they're not.
I think they're astringent. So they make
the okay, you got to ask a woman this question, if I may.
Hold on. Erica's going to tell us what microbeads
are. I was enjoying it.
Oh, you were?
Me?
Yes.
Typically, they're put into products for exfoliation, and also you can find them in toothpaste products, products such as I use Neutrogena with microbeads. I like them very much. And
they speak well of you as well.
Thank you so much. But it's for really mostly for exfoliation, because back in the day, they used to use walnuts and such, and because the microbeads have a very smooth surface, they don't tear at your skin when you're trying to exfoliate and have lovely skin. So that's what's the purpose of the microbeads, as well as your teeth, because they put microbeads in your teeth.
But then they go down the sewer drain, and then they end up in the, you know, the streams and creeks and rivers, and then the fish eat them, and then they become microbeaded, and there's something.
Then they have really nice scales, right?
John,
they look good.
They do.
Can't they make biodegradable?
Hold on, John.
I was told last night here that they will. The sponsors will have a list of all products.
Thank
have
God.
Microbeads in them in the next week. We asked for EPA comments on it, FDA comments on it. I asked about sewer systems, because if the resolution says some won't, it passes through some. And yet last night's manager said, oh, no, none of them will process it. So to answer your question, I'm going to... supposed to have a list within a week or so of every product that has microbeads in it.
You mean like in a treatment plant that doesn't get sifted out?
They're too small, I think.
They slide through and then they end up back in the streams. That's how the streams become
microbeaded.
Rick, you got to say something?
First it was zebra mussels, now it's microbeads.
I would just say, thanks. Sorry I was late. But Legislator Lauren had sent me a pretty good email, you know, information on it, which is pretty informative. But since this is the first month it is here, it's up to the committee, but I don't have a problem if we want to wait another month to get everybody's questions answered. I mean, this isn't life or death. It's not...
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm not sure what exactly it is.
So, you know, Legislator Warren can get everybody all the information. I thought it was pretty informative, and he did do a good job, because he invited the industry that makes the products that have microbeads to come to the public hearing when we have it. So he's really, you know, he's reaching out. He's doing it the right way, I think. But with that said, you have a lot of questions. Some other legislators have questions. I don't think the law would go into effect until January.
180 days.
So after signing. So, you know, it's not...
I remember hearing on the news like a while ago that I believe Congress already passed something that by a certain date they're banning the manufacturer of products with microbeads. So that's in the works. Like, it's going to be phased out very shortly.
What's the pleasure of the board or the committee?
It's a public hearing.
It is a public hearing. But consider this, okay? I would rather wait for a state or a federal legislation to ban it, because we're telling companies that you're, you know, companies that sell these products, that you're not welcome in Ulster County. We need business. We have consumers that use products that are probably, these products are probably less expensive than the natural egg, nut astringents or whatever.
Walnut
astringents and things.
Apricot.
And I would rather not be the, you know, the policeman for the residents of Ulster County. I'd wait for a federal or state legislation. Maybe we could do a memorializing resolution to ask the governor to ban microbeads.
And you can still go and buy this in Dutchess or Orange or Sullivan.
Right, right.
And bring it here. It's not illegal to have it here.
And the one thing that I don't like about it, in the prohibition section, it says that, section 3, it shall be unlawful for any person to sell, offer, or expose for sale, give, or furnish any personal care products. Grandma comes up from Long Island with Crest toothpaste with Sparkle in it, and she's in a public restroom brushing her teeth, and she could be arrested for a $500 fine per day.
Or give, you got to take them out of all the hotels.
Right.
Ridiculous.
I don't know.
All right, so what's the pleasure of the committee here? You want to hold it? Do we get more information? You want to vote either up or down?
Sure.
Let's hold on.
I'd rather everybody be comfortable with it.
All right.
And the question came up, what about people that sell Avon products?
What about it?
Affected by it?
What do they
use? So somebody could go in your house, if you're an Avon salesperson, they could go in your house and start inspecting what you have. I don't know.
Department of Weights and Measurements.
But you can't sell it. Let's wait for the list. Product in it, they're going to give us a list.
You want to make a motion, James?
My motion is let's wait for the list and all the other information we can gather before
clarification. Motion, federal regulations to
second.
I second it.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Next, 362, adopting proposed local law 9 of 2015, a local law of Ulster County known as the False Alarm Reduction Act.
Move it.
Move. Second.
Second.
362. What's the discussion? Any discussion? I'm a no. But no discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm a no. How come we skipped over the other one?
Which other one?
326.
No, 363.
No, 326.
We already did that last week.
Yeah. Right, well, okay. Well,
we did that last week.
All right.
Remember?
I remember. It was in the pack. 363.
Oh, you're in the non-consent.
No. I'll move it.
363. Move. Second.
I'll second.
Discussion. No discussion?
No.
Good legislation.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any new business?
Is there one more? Are we going to discuss the one from Paul, or is that
okay? We voted on it last week, I was just told.
Yep. We did, okay.
Yep.
All right. Any new business? Any old business? Old business, family court house. We asked Mr. Sudlow to come here tonight. He was not able to. I spoke to him over the phone. The court administration is getting very antsy for Ulster County to make a decision what we're going to do or directions. There is nothing new from what he presented to us, what was it, 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, thereabouts?
Said everything was the same.
Everything was the same. Ulster Community College did not move out of the BRC. He was going to talk to them to see if they could move out of there and go somewhere else. His recommendation to this committee or any other committee was the fact that to place it in the BRC. It was already talked about with the court administration. They like that place. There are, of course, various things that's going to have to be done. The only other point with that is that it's going to have to go out for a voter referendum. That would happen next year. So, in saying all that, if that's the wishes of the committee at this time, we would make that be known to the court administration. They would set a meeting with us to come down here, explain to us what exactly they want in this building and how it would retrofit into that particular BRC center. and we would have discussions back and forth, but they would want a commitment from Ulster County that that's the direction we're going, and that, you know, we're going to put up for a referendum next year. And saying all that, he also, Bob Sudlow also mentioned to me that he probably thinks that the court administration is going to ask us to do some modifications into the old courthouse that we have now, which, there again, we don't own that. It's a private entity. They have to be willing. Probably be a time frame of 2 to 4 years, so that the, once we make our plans and we move forward, if that's where we're going with the BRC, with the new courthouse, the question becomes, what exactly would be the new additions, modifications, and how we would be able to negotiate that with the owners of the building. I'm sure they're not going to do it out of the gratis of their hearts. So,
has there been a needs assessment done? What if we go to the BRC? What, how many square feet do they need? That, or what do they want?
Bob had all that last meeting. He had a listing of various things. It was not specific into that particular site per se, but he felt that the, and talking to the court administration, everything could be accommodated in there.
It was about 30,000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
30,000 square feet. He also said that when you looked at the others, they weren't realistic compared to that.
And the price was greatly different. You know, I think it was, we had that chart there, I think 7, 8 million versus 12 to 15 million.
Are we on a month-to-month lease now at the family court?
No.
So what was the contract, 1 year?
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it 1 year?
Yeah, it was 1 year. We just renewed it.
Well, it was a 1 year with so many year of options thereafter?
No, we're on a 1 year renewal,
John?
No escape clause.
Mr. Sudlow mentioned...
No, there is an escape clause. Well, we always have an escape clause.
That might be big enough, but
it's the only building we never have.
Possibly
well, we have
for
it
sale.
Now,
Woolworths. Do you know if that ever went through or if it's sold?
We do now.
My understanding, it was an announcement yesterday or the day before. It was sold.
They're it is gone.
They put a PR there.
Which?
The old Woolworths building.
Oh, yeah, it's going into a food
emporium type thing.
Food emporium and the Woolworths.
They just got state money to help them. So I don't think that's available.
The old Woolworths building over on Wall Street.
But I think for the presentation that we had last time, that there was not a lot of options. Each had some significant problems with it, and this became either build something for something, a lot of money, or go try this route. And I hope that they'll tell us that this is their thoughts and we should move forward.
Well, like I said before last meeting, that in the past, the county exec's office usually took the bull by the horns, ran through, and when they had something already decided, they would tell us, okay, this is what we're going to do, and legislator passed the money so we can move forward with it. Here, we're at the point now that you know, they're asking us to be involved for whatever reasons. hopefully, we'll have some input from the beginning. And we'll move forward. I mean, it's going to be a very costly project, but there again, I think we're mandated by the court administration to do something to their liking.
Well, that's the reason why they're asking us our opinion, because it's an unpopular, expensive decision. And it's an election year.
Well, we're not doing this for the political thing. We've been...
No, I understand that.
You know,
we got an opportunity to build a new structure in Ulster County on budget and on time. Let's show people we can do it.
Look,
give us another chance, darn it. We'll just build a new one.
All right, so what's the pleasure of the committee here?
Why don't we wait for the... Why don't we go with the BRC plan? It's got to be another year, but they can... That'll give them at least 6 months to come up with... What was that study?
Needs assessment?
Needs assessment or whatever. And then vote
on it. Well, I mean, the thing is, the court administration wants to see Ulster County take a direction. And the direction that is in front of us right now is the fact that we're going to the BRC Center.
Yeah.
We are going to put it out for a referendum come next year. And that we will have conversations with the court administration, not only about the BRC, but also about the existing family court building.
But you also have to do something.
Mr. Chairman, you had mentioned
we're not going to do
that. The college isn't leaving the BRC? Because I thought they were.
No, that deal fell through from what was told to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
John?
Just for counsel, but not now, necessarily. With the referendum. Certainly need a referendum. But I had asked some folks to look into it, and they think it may be somewhat like the charter, where you need approval by both the city and the county to move it out of the city. Remember, with the charter, you had to have approval of both the county residents and then also by the city voters.
I don't know the
answer. I don't know the answer to that.
Well,
one,
and that's why I would rather ask you later, but okay. So that's a possibility that some folks have looked it up and said maybe.
PJ?
I think that, as I said previously, if we look at the whole referendum issue, that's a year from now. And if it goes south, it's a year later, and we're no farther ahead. So I think that we can look at that, but I think we need to put some eggs in other baskets here and start looking at some other things and see what else works, because eventually, the state being the state, they're just going to dictate, as they're almost doing now, but they're going to say, well, now you fiddly-dunked with it for a year, and what'd you get? You got turned down, so now this is what you're going to do, and then we're going to be behind the eight ball. So I think we need to have two or three options.
Well, that's not what was told to me. They said, long as we are proceeding in a direction and that they are confident that we are not just dragging our feet here, that's the direction we're going, they would work with us for that period of time.
I got to tell you, the only people who are complaining are the state, right? Are the judges complaining?
It's a court administration, yes.
But, I mean, are the family court judges complaining?
Yeah, that because they don't have 82.3 square feet to hang the robe up somewhere. and, you know, the bathroom isn't, you know, doesn't overlook the valley and everything else. So, yes.
I don't know. I haven't heard any complaints.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, I'm wondering if we can find the details of why the deal fell through with the college leaving that building, because if they're going to stay, then we have two college campuses, one in the town also, one in Kingston. I thought that one in Kingston was supposed to replace the one in the BRC. I thought the Stride project was replacing, and we were going to move the college out of there, and they were going to take something like over by United Healthcare or something.
No, they were going to take a building, if I may.
Yeah, go on.
They were going to take a building by the mall, where the Pier 1 used to be, up in the top there. And that lease was rejected by the county attorney for a variety of reasons, and I have to say I concurred with her. There was the terms of it was too long. One of the things, we were only allowed to have 5 years. It was a 10-year lease, and there's a sundry of other things. So,
yes, Don.
I seem to think that what we were told last time was that there were problems with everything that was on the list. We went down it, and the particular problem with the BRC was that it wasn't in the city of Kingston, and the others had significant problems, but not that problem. So when we talked about prioritizing what we need to do, I still think it needs to be prioritized, because if the BRC doesn't work out, then we're going to have to go somewhere else. But they're all problematic. And then the last offer was to build our own, and that was a financial problem because of what that would be. So we're looking at bad and worse. And somebody's going to have to sit up there and say, okay, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because if one doesn't work, we're going to have to, we have to go to someplace. And it's just not that many buildings, 6, 7, 8, what it was, buildings that have that kind of space in them. And if we don't take those for their problems, then we have to build if the BRC doesn't work out. So we're really strapped in a certain way. We have one option that looks like it might work with 6, 7, 8, or whatever it happens to be, that are problematic. And then the fallback position is building your own, and that's not very good financially. So somebody's going to have to sit in there and say, okay, let's prioritize them and go on that route, or understand it and go a different route. But that's a tough meeting.
I totally agree with what you're saying, but the point is that let's have a primary plan. No, and the primary plan, I think, is agreeable that everybody wants to do to BRC. If I'm hearing everybody correctly, there again, we're not going to know until next year, but, I mean, the court administration wants to see us take an action. And this is the action we're going to take. If everybody's agreeable, there's going to be a lot of planning with that, and there's going to be a lot of cost involved with it. And during that process, Don said, yes, we probably should have an option two just in case of option one doesn't work. But I don't think that should be our primary concern right at this point.
No, but it should be done.
Also, you're a year down the line if BRC doesn't go through, so your labor costs and everything else are going to be just that much more. So, I mean, since we throw money out the window on consultants all the time, somebody ought to look at, you know, what would your costs be associated with, you know, a year down the line, you know, because the BRC is going to, it's going to be, let's say, $5 million, but if you wait a year, you know, maybe it's going to be like $5.5 million, whereas if you started now and you build new, maybe it wouldn't be as expensive as compared to waiting a year and looking at what labor costs are and everything else. So, yeah,
I think when they, you know, they make that proposal, they do put projections of prices, what they think it's going to be, whenever time you're going to start and when it's going to finish.
Okay. All right. But
one of the advantages of the BRC was is that you can move those partitions around to make things that you want to make where you can't with the others. And that's one of the advantages of it, because you weren't going into a lot of, quote, building from scratch. That you have what you had there, you could move, you could arrange in a way that would work. The others are not that way. So it offers itself for a lot of reasons as to why to be a good place to look at. But after that, who knows?
But it's a year down the line, and it's a correction. And so a year from now, or 13 months from now, when we're sitting here and we're having the same discussion and saying, should have, would have, could have, because it didn't go, then where are we? A year down the line, and we're no farther ahead. Actually, I think you're behind. So I think you need to have a solid plan B and plan C. And I think we need to have Mr. Sudlow or somebody that represents this whole process meeting with us at least every other month, keeping us in the loop.
Well, he's going to be coming here with the court administration in the very near future, so we can ask the court administration exactly, you know, if they would like plan B, C, what would they like? You can hear it with your own ears.
Okay.
John, and then Chris.
I was just going to say it's really too bad last year when you tried to prioritize this. Don had suggested that you were told it was necessary at that point, and maybe we'd be that much further down the road. No. And I'd like to, I'm very interested to know if you need two jurisdictions. Well, no, I didn't. Yes, ma'am.
She will get that for you, for all of us. Chris?
So a periodic review, like piggybacking on what TJ said, of available commercial real estate around the county, you know, be perhaps a good idea. So we have these.
In the city.
It can't be in the town of Ulster either.
Or you need another referendum.
That's a referendum.
That's a referendum.
And the referendum would be for any property. So if BRC didn't work out and you want to have another property, you'd have to have another referendum.
So well, let's get the ball off the ground here by saying, you know, that's the direction we're going. We'll look at other options as we're proceeding here. But well, let's tell Mr. Sudlow to come here and give us everything he has regarding this. Get a meeting with the court administration. Let them be present. We'll have a meeting. And we'll take it from there.
So hypothetically, if we pass the proper referendum, you could have it outside of the city of Kingston or anywhere in Ulster County, right?
If the BRC.
It has to be specific.
Specific. Right.
And the court administration would like to approve where you're going.
But like, for example, if there was a building available, let's say, in the village of New Paltz that they found, or the town of New Paltz.
They probably would not accept it.
No, right, because it's not centrally located to the county seat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But even if... Even if you accepted it, you'd have to have another referendum for that building.
Right.
I'm just going to say this one more time. I said it at the last meeting that for as long as I've been on this legislature, they've always told me that we are policy and they are operations. They should come to us with the plans, Plan A and Plan B or Plan C. I think what Bob said last time, and you reiterated it, you said that the court administration just wants to see that we're moving ahead, moving in a direction. So, you know, I don't think we should worry about a cost next year for building or leasing or whatever, because we are moving in that direction. Now, I don't know why the referendum wouldn't pass, because it's just asking to move the court from Kingston to town of Ulster. We're not asking the taxpayers directly to spend more money. Of course, we know it's going to cost them more money, but the state's asking us to do this. What can we do? We don't have a place. We're moving in the right direction.
Let's be clear here. If we decide to go in this direction and the court administration agrees to, I'm sure they're going to put stipulations on our family court right now to make modifications in there. And the question is, to what degree, what the cost is that going to be? So at the end of that period of time, we have some modifications done by next November. We're not going to be out in the street. We still have a place that we're going to have a family court that's going to be operable. Question becomes, for how long? I don't know. That's an agreement between the owners of the company and us, how long the lease wants to be. But there again, we're not going to be out in the streets. I mean, we do have an option there. The question is, can we use it for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? And what's the cost of that? So, Hector.
Okay. I don't know if you guys have finished up this conversation or not, so I don't want to interject. I don't know if you've actually finished up this conversation.
I don't know. Anybody else want to conclude anything? Everybody agree that's what we're going to move here?
I mean, I agree with it.
Anybody disagree?
No.
If not, we're going to tell Mr. Sutler to come in. Next month is going to be very busy with the budget. So we're going to have to fit a time frame wherever it might be. All right? Hector.
Thank you. Actually, I want to thank Minority Leader Ronk, who called me. I didn't realize, honestly, it was actually the microbeads legislation was actually coming before Ways and Means, because it doesn't actually have a financial component, I guess, because the noticing, I guess, and that may be something we want to change. This local law has actually been in the Environment Committee for about almost 3 months, and it actually passed unanimously in Environment. It passed unanimously last night in Laws and Rules, just to be able to get it to public hearing. Myself and Legislative Lauren actually met with lobbyists from the industry who are actually pretty generally actually supportive. They actually maybe have like one section they're mildly concerned about, but otherwise I think they sort of see the handwriting on the wall, because they've actually gone through this with other counties, Erie County, Cattaraugus County, Suffolk County, New York City's actually believe passing theirs. These are all counties all throughout New York State that are passing bans on microbeads, because these products they're in a multitude of products that are finding their ways into waterways, and these microbeads very specifically are actually attaching to things like PCBs and heavy oils. And that's it actually ends up with a bioaccumulative effect. We end up eating fish out of the Hudson, right? You know, this is a thing where it's finding its way back up. Just like when we were younger, we talked about DDT, right? DDT found its way back up the food chain, so to speak. That's something that's happening with microbeads. Even the industry itself is actually moving away from this product, which is a very good thing. And on top of that, there's actually, in fact, also state legislation, because I think the state's seeing that various counties are doing this. And I believe that the Environment Committee, Laws and Rules, looked this over and at the very least felt it was appropriate to move to public hearing. I'm not trying to say that anybody here is going to vote for or against it ultimately, but that we were at the stage where public hearing, we wanted to hear what the public had to say. And in fact, actually, the folks from the industry are in fact planning on Skyping in, and they now know, they know the date that we had in there. And so I'm actually asking for Ways and Means. I'm really asking Ways and Means to reconsider just allowing for a public hearing.
Hector, I don't think anyone had an opinion one way or the other regarding the law itself. I think the concern was, what are these products? What's the impact of these products going to be? TJ had a list from Peter or yourself, whoever. He said you guys explained very beautifully what it was. But, sitting on this committee, I don't think none of us knew exactly what we're actually talking about here and what the impact of doing yes or no, what the impacts were going to be. I don't think we were saying that we're against it. Sure. What we said, let's hold off. We waited this long, another month, to have this information back to us.
I know. And I'm asking that you reconsider that. I will make sure you'll actually have everything tomorrow, personally. Even if I have to go and drive to everybody's house to go and deliver it. I'm personally... I want to see this moved as quickly as possible, personally. And on top of that, I think that we've been debating it in our committees. I did not realize, quite honestly, that Ways and Means, and again, if I had been aware of that, I would have made sure we had that information for Ways and Means, because it's not necessarily a financial impact. That's why I didn't really think of going to Ways and Means, but here it is. So I'm asking that you honor that Laws and Rules, and that the Environment Committee already moved this forward just for public hearings.
Because we are so liberal committee, we will consider that after everybody has a few comments. Rich, first?
I don't have a problem with that, but maybe we could combine it with the override for the audit vote, too.
When's that?
Right, the order.
We could put them both in as a one. One vote.
We all want to work together,
and we can.
Here's my concern, Hector. Most people don't know what microbeads are. Outside of anybody that was on the environmental committee, and then we're going to have a public hearing. The only people that are going to come to the public hearing are people who know what microbeads are and are going to oppose them. And we're not going to hear the other side. It'd be nice to have a list of all the products in Ulster County that are sold with microbeads in them so that if you're going to have a public hearing, include both sides of the coin so that they know what we're doing. I mean, you just put a legal notice. I know it's $300, but we got to vote on it. You got to vote on anything like that. To give the general public an opportunity to say, no, I want to keep my BO5, or I want to keep my Breck, or I like my Crest with sparkles in it.
Number one, that's actually why we made sure we actually reached out to the industry's spokespersons. Peter and I did that actually up in Albany. I actually made sure I made the trip up there to make sure that we actually met with them, and that they were going to be participating in our public hearing. So they will, in fact, actually be hearing from the other side, okay? As it is, again, I don't want to speak for them, but just from what I gleaned from that conversation, I think even they understand that these microbeads actually are a problem. While we may have like some small, and it really was some fairly small, bits and pieces that there was some disagreement on. Ultimately, I think even they sort of realize it, but that's why we wanted to make sure that they were participating. Now, in terms of information of what products actually contain it, as I just said, I will probably be emailing it. And again, as I said, if I need to go and schlep to a Sophos and go drop it off at your house in hard copy, I will.
TJ?
I find it amazing that there are people on the environmental committee that can never vote on anything until they have all the facts. You know, when we went to the false alarm law, I mean, they made Paul jump through hoops, even though he said we've got 3,212 alarms, but I got to see hard copy. Well, you know what? I'm going to play it that way.
Okay.
I want to see, and don't deliver it to my house.
He'll go to
Edmonton. No, he won't. Yeah, the bottom line is, again, when it's convenient for us, hey, I haven't had a chance to look at this, I can't vote. Well, guess what? I'm saying, I haven't had a chance to look at this, I'm saying no until I get stuff, and we'll do it next month. Because
right.
I will still be a no.
Okay. So here's the thing. I don't know who you're talking about on the current Environmental Committee.
Doesn't matter.
I voted in caucus for the false alarm law. And I plan on voting for it now.
That's just the reference.
I understand. And
the point is.
And the person the referencing is not even a sponsor, and they're not even on the committee.
The point is, here we are, and we have nothing. We've asked for a lot of stuff. We've had nothing. So I don't personally.
Hector.
Get personal.
Come through.
Personal.
TJ, come through me, please.
Okay,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry. The bottom line is we have a lot of questions, so we want the stuff in front of us. And I think that's a fair request. Driving it to my house or anywhere else, that's not going to satisfy the need. So we've asked to wait a month and then look at it in a month when we've had the time to look at this stuff. And, Mr. Chairman, please advise Mr. Rodriguez. Don't be personal.
You can drop her off at Bosie's. I'll be in New Paltz Monday through Friday.
All right. We as a committee, voted to hold this over till next month. Would anyone like to alter that and bring it up tonight?
I'll move it.
You'll move it? Second?
I'll second.
Second? Any discussion on moving it tonight?
I have a problem with moving it tonight.
Okay.
And one of the reasons is, I went over this in the local law itself, Section 3, Prohibition. To give or furnish any personal care product that contains microbeads.
Good job, too.
Somebody's traveling from a place that allows the sale of microbeads, and they bring their personal care products here, and they use them out in public, they'd be subject to a $500 fine.
Okay.
It's actually not a $500 fine. It actually even says number 1 inch this week. We should discuss this in laws and rules. Right. It's just up to.
Up to. Well, whatever. So I think there's a problem with that. I think we can say that, you know, because these are personal care items. They're not, you know, things that are regulated like weapons, you know, or prescription drugs or something. I mean, these are personal care products. I'd like to see just the sale and not, you know, you got some product in your house here, give it to your friend upstate. I don't think that needs to be in the law.
But that's not the intent, though, Carl.
But that's what it says. That's what it says.
All right, so
give or furnish.
There's a motion and a second to reconsider for tonight. All in favor to reconsider tonight?
What's the vote? And no is...
Well, just to reconsider right now.
Yes, to reconsider.
Right, yeah. Yes. All right, all in favor to reconsider it now?
Two.
Not to reconsider until we have more information. What's the vote?
3-5.
Did not pass. We'll be very open mind, Hector, once we have the information. Okay. All right. Hector, I came here tonight not even knowing...
You had a smile on his face at the beginning of the meeting.
I still do. The fact that I didn't even know what we were talking about. You know, what products it was.
I didn't even know it was going to Ways and Means, because it was not intended to go to Ways and Means.
Well, they always
Any of the advertising...
But because it'd be for advertising costs, that now basically becomes a matter for Ways and Means?
It has always been.
Well, I think it's always been
that way.
As far as I've been here, always been.
You know how it works.
All right, anything else? If not, a motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.